John 8:48. Can you read that? Let's try to read it together. 1, 2, 3.
Why do you not believe in my speech? Why do I not know after you? Why can't you understand one word I say?
So that's what Jesus is saying in 8:43. Why can't you understand what I'm saying? However, he does answer his question. He learned what I had to learn. You don't ask a question and let you know what the answer you're going to get. So he had to answer. I need you to read these two, okay? 1, 2, 3.
Even because he did not hear my words. Because you are unable to hear what I say.
Here's why.
That's my favorite one. You can't handle it. That's what Jesus is saying. Why can't you hear me? Why can't you understand me? And then he even told him, because I'm speaking of my Father. If you knew my Father, you could hear me. Is Jesus asking us that? Why don't you hear me? My niece, when she was younger, and I don't know what was going on with her, but we would all be having a conversation, and maybe we were talking about somebody had a nice blue dress, and she would say, the sky is blue. And we would be like, nobody said the sky was blue. We're talking about a dress. And we were talking about going somewhere, going to the park, and she would say, we're going to get some park ball sausage. It's just something way out. And we'd be like, whose conversation are you listening to? And sometimes we don't hear what was going on. And my niece did that. So I guess we were just saying blah, blah, blah. She would catch one little word, and she would make up her own story. I don't think she does that now. We're starting to worry about her hearing. But why don't we hear what's going on? Why don't we hear when someone is hurting? Why don't we hear it? Why don't we hear when someone has a problem? And a lot of times we just don't hear it. And why don't we hear when Jesus is telling us what to do? And we don't hear it. Sometimes it's because we don't hear his word. We're unable to hear him. And that's what the problem was with the Pharisees. They were unable to hear him. Then finally he told them, he that is of God heareth my words. Ye therefore hear them not, because you are not of God. And so God wants us to be in a place that if we are of God, that we're hearing his words. You know my testimony that I was in church a long time doing things that I actually didn't realize I was in bondage to things. But I didn't hear what God was saying. I didn't hear him saying, come unto me. And I'm not going to say nobody in church ever said it. I didn't hear it. I doubt they said it truthfully. But I couldn't hear it because my heart wasn't right. I wasn't in the right place, because what I would have heard was to do these things, get on the usher board, work with the children, come to Sunday school, record all the titles and record all the information. I could do things like that. Those were things that I did, But I wasn't hearing that Jesus loved me and he wanted me to repent of my sins. I didn't hear that if I didn't believe who he was, I would die. And so while we are witnessing the people, we have to be praying that they would have ears to hear what God is saying. Also, if we would look at Isaiah 6:10, I'm not going to go there, but I'm just going to name them. Isaiah 6:10, Jeremiah 6:10, Ezekiel 12:2, and Zechariah 7:11. They all give prophecy about the Jews not hearing, their ears being stopped up, for them not seeing what's before them, for them not hearing what's going on. So here it is that actually this is a fulfillment of prophecy that they would not hear. I want you to do some more reading for me, okay? All right, we read 1, 2, 3.
For a time is coming when people will no longer listen to sound and wholesome teaching. They will follow their own desires.
And that's 2 Timothy 4:3-4. Well, people will not hear sound teaching. They would rather worship a dog. They would rather worship a snake than hear Jesus saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Rather than hearing the gospel of how Jesus loves us and that he loves us so much that he gave his only begotten son, they will make up things. They have itchy ears. And they want to hear things that will satisfy them. Don't want to hear the truth.